a peace and bliss inconceivable to the pleasure-bound and pain-racked mind, and immeasurable by the limited capacities of our present bodily sense, is the reward of the seeker's insistent self-discipline, his painful struggle, his untiring endeavor. Sri Aurobindo. Happy City Day. This is a great day. We didn't get the darshan cards by post, but bless Vicky Jean Hall's splendid heart. She got up this morning and made them, so we'll all have something to take with us. Our last chance just came and went. The message and the photograph are especially interesting to me because the photograph is the one that we're using in the Peacock letter for this issue. And the message is in the same flow as what we're writing for that. Sri Aurobindo's magnificent world-changing realization on this day. Not simply a realization. The realization, the spiritual dimensions of which are difficult of attainment, which had been pioneered by Sri Krishna thousands of years earlier in manifesting the Overmind principle, found seed in him, and then flowered and raced through his whole system, from the transformation of his mind through the divinization of his vital powers and being and their vast expansion, and then entered the corridors of the body. Those, as you know, who were present with him in 1925-1926, could feel the gathering force of what that meant, that this tremendous consciousness, which borders the sun, was trying to find its way onto Earth. It had been pioneered but not physicalized, so it was Sri Aurobindo's work to fix it in the body. But since his being was conterminous with the whole earth, to do that meant to change the earth nature itself. And so when, on this date, in 1926, that descent occurred, it was the fulfillment of Sri Krishna's promise of the divine speaking through Krishna, fulfilling itself in the personhood of Sri Aurobindo, that this long cycle of evolution, which led from the birth of life in dead inconscient matter to the flowering of mind, has been completed. And now, we can move to the future. But the basis for it all, as we note, for Sri Aurobindo, it was a fulfillment. For us, it's a beginning. And our beginning is to establish peace. Peace throughout. Shanti, shanti, shanti. In mind, life, and body. And into that peace, when it becomes so solid and so real to us that it's unshakable, however active we may be, whatever the furious whirl of activity around us, then comes the power to change and transform. Then comes the light to make Gnostic all sight. But I think we'll be speaking more of this. Time may be racing away from me. Maybe not. If you'll permit, I'll continue for a moment. This is an achievement that Sri Aurobindo gave us. For himself, he did not need the realization or the transformation. This is a gift, and it pushes the door a little ajar through which we can walk. But remember that he had formed around him, or allowed to form around him, a coterie of fellow seekers. There was a context. There was a partnership. Humanity was present. Regular people, extraordinary people, all with Sri Aurobindo and the mother. They went forward together. It was a collective life that they chose to fashion, in which to invite the divine presence and consciousness. The ashram that was officially sanctioned on this day in 1926 must not exist only in India, must not exist only in Pondicherry, but wherever you are, your soul is the center of an ashram where the divine presence resides. You must awake to your own divine nature. You must, in this life. Because it is a web of light alone that can transform the globe. Not one spot merely. Not one cluster of people. But all souls linking together and themselves being the center of the universe. Every individual formation is the center of the infinite. And in a consciousness made infinite, each finite formation must see the whole, must live in the whole, and not simply resonant in consciousness, but dynamic in feeling, and solidly all the way to the cells of the body. It's an enormous work. None of us has all the responsibility on our shoulders, but we have some responsibility to undertake the self-change that's offered to us, not demanded of us. But for those who are conscious, for those who are brave, for those who are willing to risk everything, this is the path that leads to the fullest fulfillment. So, our center here is one such small ashram. May it be a fountain of light for you. May it spark your own journey. But your journey is not simply individual. You stand with all for the earth. So I salute what is divine in you. Namaste. Jai Ma. This is a day of great joy and gratitude to the pioneers who led us. This great achievement in Sri Aurobindo, he noted, could not have been made without her presence and support at his side. So wherever he steps, her force and divinity are also present. So, with minds vast and hearts full and bodies plastic and receptive and open, let's go and sit for our meditation. Namaste. Jai Ma.